This is Dr. Tim Turlop from Turlop Chiropractic, inviting you to join us every Wednesday morning for 30 Minutes to Vitality. Each week, we'll be addressing topics that are ultimately important to your health and to mine. Topics about prevention of disease, expressing greater well-being, more mobility, and vitality overall. Join us every Wednesday morning for 30 Minutes to Vitality.
Oh, there you go. The clock is ticking down to the top of the hour of 12 o'clock right now, live in our studios. 30 Minutes to Vitality, a show brought to you by Turlop Chiropractic. Dr. Tim Turlop in the studios with us, addressing your health concerns as he only can do. I mean, the man just brings everything to the table, opens it up, and shares it with us every single Wednesday, 11:30 to 12, just as he is today. So, sir, what did you bring to the table to share with us today?
I'm sorry, I'm sleeping.
Okay.
We're talking about sleep today.
So deprivation.
I'm sleeping.
Yeah.
Okay. So hello, everybody. Welcome to Wednesday.
Oh, boy. Okay. We're going to be here till top of the hour, 12. Once again, Dr. Tim Turlop, Turlop Chiropractic, office in Spring Hill off Northcliff Boulevard, just a little east of US 19. Their number there, 352-666-2222. Proud sponsor of your 30 Minutes to Vitality. Thanks for joining us. We will be here with you live till the top of the hour, 12 o'clock.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And as I said, we're going to talk about sleep, but sleep, this falls under the category of vitality.
Yes.
And we're innately gifted to be vital. So we get interferences. That's when we get the inhibition, the suppression of that vital expression that we've got. We're either not getting things we need to add, or we're getting stuff that needs to go.
Okay.
Interferences to sleep. Sleep is one of the five pillars in our office that we talk about of health. We have to sleep. We have to get restorative sleep. We have to get healing sleep. I mean, study after study after study after study. It's just unequivocal at this point.
Mm-hmm.
When we're sleep deprived, we will suffer disease. Not only will we get angry, not only will we be emotionally more brittle, and you know, the traffic bothers you more, and you're more agitated, you're not as alert, you don't make as good of decisions. All those things that happen. But it leads to every other condition that we don't want, from dementia to Alzheimer's to cancer to immune dysfunction. Do you name it? Sleep deprivation will actually induce it. And one of the things we talk about fairly frequently is the core four supplementation.
Yes.
Right? Which is optimizing vitamin D, which is omega-3 fatty acids, making sure the gut microbiome with probiotics is actually optimized, and a plant-based multiple vitamin. Well, some recent research that's going through, we know some of this, but some of the new stuff that's coming out is really cool, right? Because it actually shows and it validates, again, why those four core supplementations, those nutraceuticals, as we call them, are so critical and essential. We've talked about optimizing vitamin D, and people will say, as we've mentioned before, we'll talk about, I take vitamin D, or I drink milk and it has vitamin D in it, or I get vitamin D, right? That's good. But what is your blood level of vitamin D? That's the first thing that we always talk about. It has to be, it's critical that it gets optimized and is in the right levels. Because vitamin D does just about everything in our bodies. I mean, there's even 3,000 genes that are controlled, the expression directly by vitamin D in the body. Well, vitamin D is related to sleep. We know that people who have lower levels of vitamin D, I mean, it's almost universal. If I've got an insomniac and I check their vitamin D levels, I will take a wager of $5,000 that person's vitamin D level is through the floor.
Wow.
Almost every single time, because it's related to sleep in a couple of significant ways. So, you know, if I can't sleep, well, gee whiz, I can take other stuff. I can maybe go get a prescription to take something that kicks me in the hiney and takes me down. But then I get consequences from taking the drugs. I might feel groggy the next day. I might not be as clear, whatever it is. But what's the cause? Why can't I sleep? Well, there's lots of things, and vitamin D turns out to be one of them that is across the board, almost universal in every insomniac.
Now, let me ask you, there's vitamin D and omegas you mentioned within the same context. Are they the same? Are they different? Do we need to take both, one or the other?
Well, those are actually different, completely different substances,
okay.
And that's why they're part of the separate four that are part of our core four supplementation that we use for people.
I got you.
So today we're really going to specifically get into vitamin D as it relates to our sleep. And the gut microbiome. So really more than the omega-3s, we're going to talk about probiotics and the bacteria in our colons relative to vitamin D and how those guys actually significantly affect our sleep patterns. Now, the first thing I want to qualify when we talk to a patient about it is we'll say, well, it's not like taking a substance. If I take this an hour before bed, I'm going to go to sleep. No. This is about addressing the root causes for insomnia, right? The things that will make it difficult to get to sleep and stay down, right? There's a couple of ways to look at sleep. And one of them is people who can drift off, I mean, boom, in a heartbeat, they're down.
Yeah.
But an hour and a half later, they're awake and they're tossing and turning for 30 minutes, 45 minutes, an hour, get back to sleep, wake up again. They can't stay down, right? And then there's the people who lay there when they first lay down and go,
yep.
I'll count sheep. Oh, I'll count blessings. Oh, I'll count anything right now. Just get me some sleep, please, right? They can't get to sleep, right? So there's a couple different ways that insomnia affects us. But we know that vitamin D affects this because one of the things that vitamin D does when it actually goes low is it's significantly responsible for producing this fancy thing called a neurotransmitter, which is really, it's usually a hormone-based substance that communicates in our brain cells. Right. And other parts of the body too, but specifically we're talking about the brain. Right. So it's communication between one brain cell and another. It uses these things called neurotransmitters to communicate one to the other. And different neurotransmitters do different things. Some excite stuff, some inhibit stuff, some make things happen. They light stuff up. They make different things happen. Well, vitamin D, when it's at an optimal level, which we'll talk about in a minute, but when it's at an optimal level in the blood, is responsible for helping to produce one of those neurotransmitters called acetylcholine. And acetylcholine does a bunch of stuff, but specifically for sleep, it's really responsible for taking us into those deep phases of sleep where you're really down. And that's where we get the most significant healing benefit from sleep, is in that very, very deep sleep. And acetylcholine is the principal neurotransmitter that controls that. And vitamin D levels are directly related to our production of acetylcholine and the ability to do that. If you ever looked at anybody when they're asleep and they're really asleep, right? There's even a thing that we don't call sleep paralysis, right? And it really is. And when you look at somebody, you ever wondered why when I'm sitting here right now, my muscles, I'm sitting up, my arms are moving and my legs, everything is contracted and moving. You watch somebody asleep. Right, our bodies are all over the place. Arms are here, legs are there, we're twisted over. And you, the person looks like, well, he could be dead.
Yeah.
I mean, he looks like it's a form of paralysis. Everything goes limp. Well, acetylcholine is actually responsible for that because it's taken us into that deep area that actually induces that muscular inhibition. So everything goes, right? And you become jello, right? So that's what does that. But in somebody who actually has too low a level of vitamin D, we won't produce acetylcholine to the levels that we need to, right?
Okay.
If so then we can't do that. Then we can't get to sleep well. We can't stay to sleep. We don't get into that paralytic state where things are healing and restorative. Interesting. Wow. But again, vitamin D, it's not like you go, gee, I think I'll take 10,000 IUs of vitamin D tonight then so I can get to sleep. No. It doesn't work that way. It's actually by optimizing our vitamin D, it will then change our body's ability to produce acetylcholine, which will then in turn create that sleep change. Right? So I was just talking to a physician this morning who actually, and she was actually mentioning that very thing, that hers was low. She had a problem with that when she actually normalized her vitamin D, right? She was able to get to sleep and stay to sleep. And she did not know at the time that that's what was doing it.
Really?
Right? So it's kind of an interesting, thing. But vitamin D, when it comes to the gut microbiome, this directly relates back to this entire circle here, because vitamin D in an optimal state, again, is also essential for the bacteria in our colons to thrive, right? So again, if we have vitamin D levels that are normal, there's really four major categories of bacteria in your tummy, right? Now, there's all kinds of subspecies under these four major, and we're not going to get into the names because they're the words that describe bacterium, and they're just like 14 miles long in Latin.
Okay.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Right? But these four big categories, and each one of those has multiple subspecies under that category.
Okay.
But vitamin D is critical to maintain the healthy gut flora, that bacterial colony, that microbiome in your colon, absolutely critical to maintain that. Now, interesting, isn't it, that we actually have the core four, that the probiotic, the microbiome that we try to replenish with a supplement is also part of the one of those core four, right? Because what happens with vitamin D when it's elevated and it keeps those bacteria elevated is those good bacteria that are dependent on vitamin D then produce B vitamins. And there's eight of them that they produce. Again, we're not going to get into the names and numbers of the B. Who cares?
Yeah.
Right? But these B vitamins. And these B vitamins are also critical for neurologic function in the brain and controlling sleep cycles. And one of them directly, B5, if you care, it's pantothenic acid, but who cares?
Right.
Right? But B5 actually is also significantly responsible for the production of acetylcholine because it makes this fancy substance called coenzyme A. Who cares? Again, these stupid names, I shouldn't even use them. But the bacteria actually helps this production, again, of acetylcholine, just like vitamin D does directly in the brain. Vitamin D maintains the bacteria in the colon that then produce the B vitamins that are responsible for producing acetylcholine, right? As well as other things. But what happens, dear Lord, when we get vitamin D too low in our blood is those bacteria that are dependent on vitamin D3, they start to go down because they're not getting enough D3. So the population starts to deplete and diminish. But then there are other bad actors in the colon, some bacteria that are not dependent on D3. So sometimes they're referred to as opportunistic. And the reason being is just this, because now because vitamin D is low and it's caused the other good bacteria that are dependent, they take the opportunity, right? They see the opportunity and they seize it, right? So they're opportunistic bacteria that then start to develop more and more and more to replenish the bacteria in the colon because the good guys ain't doing their job.
Mm-hmm.
But these guys don't produce B vitamins. So now all of a sudden we get this diminishment in these eight essential B vitamins that these bacteria in our colons are responsible for producing. And it affects, again, the neurotransmitter functionality in the brain. So now we can't sleep.
Wow.
Right? Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Right? So when you look at this and you go, oh my goodness. Uh-huh. So again, is that a strategy? Again, could I take a probiotic and a vitamin D supplement to get to sleep at night? No. What I want to do is I would do that for a period of time, and that's going to help significantly alter my sleep patterns. It's a dramatic difference.
Okay, now I know you screen for vitamin D in blood, right? You screen for it in the blood.
Absolutely.
Now, what about something, say at home, we're not going to have blood drawn at home, of course, but let's just say that, you know, maybe we've noticed some differences. We don't know if we're low on vitamin D or not,
right,
but we're not sleeping. Is there, and with the bacteria in the bowels that you're talking about, is there something that we can screen personally, like in bowel movements? Is there going to be an issue, or is there going to be a sign there in maybe our bowel movements?
Great question. And it's a twofold answer.
Okay.
So you might notice some stuff that can refer to, that can reference you back to knowing that there's something that's wrong with the microbiome. Because usually our digestion can be altered. It's not always true.
Okay.
Some people will actually be really screwed up and still have a daily bowel movement.
Okay.
A lot of us don't. We might, you know, have a bowel movement every other day.
Okay.
Or we have to strain when we're going potty, or right, our stool is loose, or whatever. That can is almost always indicative of the fact that the gut is screwed up.
Oh, okay.
All right. I've used too many silly words. I'm not going to use the fancy words to describe this. But that's how that can be indicative, but you can't know from that. That's a very gross indicator.
Right.
So you can't know for sure.
Okay.
But in America today, with what we eat, I mean, literally nearly every, it's over 90% of us have the bacterial colonization in our stomachs is messed up now.
Right.
Right. For many, many reasons. So it's really, typically it's a problem. So we notice the B vitamins are low. Vitamin D, how do you know if that's low? You have to get the blood test.
Right. Okay. Gotcha.
Right. So in our office, we use a quick finger stick.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very accurate.
Oh, wow.
And very inexpensive.
Cool.
Right. So if I wrote you a script and I sent it off to the lab to get that done, it's several hundred dollars to get that checked.
Mm-hmm.
In our office, it's less than $100.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. So you get the same data result at significantly less cost without the needle in the arm, just a quick finger stick and a couple drops of blood.
Awesome.
And we get that accurate and inexpensively to know where we are. So that's how we have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And all of us should be. It's one of the most critical health strategies to use, but specifically for sleep.
Yeah.
You want to make sure, because we need to get that blood level. It was kind of funny. We just had a young lady who has a significant health challenge, and when we took her vitamin D levels, I mean, it's what doctors do sometimes. I mean, I looked at one of the physicians, I said, I will take a wager that this young lady is less than 18 on her vitamin D. Well, her results just came in this morning. It was like 13. I said, right. I win.
Yep, yep.
Right. We didn't really bet.
Sure.
Right. But it was just because you knew from her presentation that this was one of the things that was going to be a huge factor involved in her problem. And it is.
Yep.
Right. And so we're optimizing it and changing it. So we'll put her on a certain dose and then we're going to check her again in 90 days.
Okay.
Because the level we want to get her to in her blood is between 45 and 60. And she's at 13.
Wow.
Right. No, okay. We say, wow, but guess what?
What?
More than 50% of Americans are under 20.
Oh, I can imagine.
85% of us are under 30.
I can almost bet. Right? I'm probably
85%
yeah.
of us are too low.
Yep.
85. Because again, we've been told not to go into the sun.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the potential for skin problems.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so much that happens from vitamin D production and being optimized that we need to be in the sun, right, to make sure we're getting it. So what we'll do is we'll dose somebody with vitamin D and then check them again to get them up to those levels where they're between 45 and 60. And it's called nanograms per deciliter in the blood. That's the range we want to be at. So this young lady, we literally need to, she only has 25% of the level. We've got to be at 400% increase in her vitamin D levels to optimize her, right? To facilitate the problem mm-hmm. that's going on for her, right?
Yep.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Right. So, and do you think she has a problem sleeping?
Oh yeah.
She absolutely mm-hmm. does. Right. And so will she be on a probiotic and we'll be supplementing her with that
yeah.
and optimizing her vitamin D as well. Now, if we're going to do the specifically for sleep,
mm-hmm.
one of the things that we'll do as well for people, because if we are like this young lady for her sleep, if she specifically wants to address the sleep and relatively quickly, we'll go ahead and as well, we'll put her on a B complex,
mm-hmm.
usually a B100. So it's got the 8 B vitamins that we're talking about at 100 milligrams each. And we'll do that for 90 days. We won't keep her on there. It's not something that we'd want to take every day forever.
Okay.
But to help get her B vitamins augmented and elevated a little bit. So we're actually going to get the D up. We'll help supply her with some of the good bacteria mm-hmm. for her colon. And then we'll put in a B100 for a 90-day period of time to actually get those B vitamins rocking and rolling faster. To kind of jumpstart, if you will, that process. So she can start to normalize that neurotransmitter functionality in her brain, right? So she can get those sleep patterns back under control. And isn't it interesting too, does she suffer from, it's called emotional lability, are her emotions up and down? Yeah. Does she suffer from mild to moderate depression? She does. Mm-hmm. Does she have a mild anxiety disorder with which she's been diagnosed? She does. Right.
What about lack of energy?
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay. So all of those things. And what's really cool when we look at this is much of it goes back to the central things that we've talked about, right? We go back to gut flora and vitamin D and omega-3s and eating a predominantly plant-based diet, getting some movement, getting out in the sun and maintaining a decent attitude. Okay, great. Those things will actually facilitate us on so many levels. It's remarkable, right? For the first 20 years of practice, we'd look at these different problems and diagnoses and pathologies that someone present with, and they would appear to be disparate or unrelated problems. But what we found out over time and through research and experience is they're really, while they're stars individually, they're a constellation. They're related and they're all together.
Wow.
Right. And they usually
nice
have
way to put it.
The yeah. central origin.
Right.
Right. That we get to these things and so many things change.
Yeah.
Right. So that's why this is specific with sleep. And I've been reading some research on it and you know, one piece of research to go, wow. And so I start doing a little bit more digging it's really an amazing process to see because the research is really validating this. There's one neurologist who actually, she's a sleep specialist and she actually looks at this a lot. And she, again, with her experience, has went through, you know, treating people for a decade with sleep abnormalities. And she's a board certified fellowship trained neurologist and has found out that their vitamin D levels, she states unequivocally that in nearly 10,000 patients, she's actually not found one with an insomniac problem, not one that did not have their vitamin D levels through the floor. And when they changed and they altered all this sort of stuff, it's significant what happens to sleep patterns. Now it will take a few months. The process is worth it. And the good part of this is there's no downside. All you're going to get is other great health benefits from utilizing this. There are no side effects or no problems that come with it. It's remarkably cool. I mean, I get very excited about it because you don't have to worry. Oh, I gave this to Mary. I wonder if she's going to have this problem. She needs to call me if she experienced. It doesn't happen.
Mm.
All we get is upside. Right, maybe better or less benefit, but never the downside. It is remarkably good.
Winning the Super Bowl of health.
It is a... Oh, I like that. Ah, right. Appropriate right there. Right. I feel like one of the Kansas City Chiefs, for gosh sakes.
Okay. So, two questions. We live in Florida, so we're fortunate because we get sun just about all year long. Those that live up north, especially in the winter, don't have sun. So, our studies up there are going to show something different. And second part of this question is, when you talk about sleep, is it in succession? People say you should get at least 6-7 hours of sleep. Is that at one time, or can it be divided up, split up, whatever?
Great question.
Okay.
So here in Florida, again, we are blessed that we are called the Sunshine State. And vitamin D levels, the more sunshine you get, the higher your levels of vitamin D will be. That's a great thing. Again, we've been told that we don't want to be in the sun because of skin cancer. And I understand. And if we do get burned, burning is the problem. It is not sun exposure. Right. Because a lot of people don't even know is that, were you aware that office workers actually have higher rates, who are never in the sun, have higher rates of melanoma than those who work outdoors in the sun all day?
Oh, my gosh.
Right. You think, well, if that were 100% the case, would you not expect the outdoor workers, the roofers, the guys doing landscaping, the guys working their buns off in construction outdoors? Wouldn't those guys be the guys with more melanomas?
Yeah.
They are not.
Right. Wow.
It's office workers, right? So the newer research is actually showing that sun exposure actually is, the fancy word is, chemoprotective against skin cancer, including melanoma, right? In moderate amounts without burning. Wow. Mm-hmm. Right? So it's commonsensical sun exposure here in Florida. We want to get it. You want to get it. It helps us on so many levels. It's just don't burn.
Okay.
Right? You just want to make sure you don't burn. So, because if we put sunscreen on, you get no vitamin D. It just doesn't happen.
Right.
It eliminates, just think of it as all of it. It's not 100%, but it's like 96% for most of them.
Mm-hmm.
You're just not going to get it. So we want to get that sun exposure. If I'm going to go to the beach, I'm going to go play tennis for a few hours. Right? We have a court date at 2:00. Right? I'll go out for the first half hour, 45 minutes. I don't have any sunscreen on. I don't put a hat on my head. Right. And I play for the first 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. After 45 minutes between sets, I go ahead and I put the sunscreen on and I put the little chapeau on my little head.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. My little sombrero goes on. Right. And make sure that I'm covered. I will get the sun exposure. I don't get burned. And then I put some sunscreen on.
Cool.
Right. Because we want to get that. It's absolutely true. And it's interesting you mentioned, you know, in the South, because the studies have shown in lots of different ways that all those cool things that vitamin D is related to, they get, when you get low and it gets bad stuff, they always, always get worse. The higher latitudes you go up, right? Then they start to present, whether it's autoimmune disorders, cancers, cardiac disease, all that stuff is related to elevation above the equator.
Interesting.
Right? Seasonal affect disorder, emotional disorder, all that stuff, right? We need to make sure. So people up north, absolutely. Why do you think flu season happens in the winter?
Yeah, winter blues and depression. Yeah.
Thank you. It's because there's no sun and you got no vitamin D, right? Get the vitamin D. And guess what? You tend to have far significantly less flu. Yeah. All that good stuff happens. The blues, the flus, the blues and the flus, right?
A new event.
There's a country song in there somewhere, right? I'm going to call Mr. Brooks and see what he can help us with that one.
Exactly.
Right. But that's what that is. So that's a great point. But in Florida, we still need, even in the winter months, believe it or not, when we're away, the sun is not as hot. You don't burn as much down here because our angulation, right? It still changes even here. You have to be more equatorial to actually have that never be a factor.
Okay. And with the succession of sleep all in one time?
It's always best.
Okay.
The more we can stay down. Now, again, somebody goes, well, what the heck? I've got 5 hours. I'm awake. Then I'll stop because I can't get back. Well, if you can get back in 45 minutes and get another hour or two, by all means, do it.
Okay.
Successive sleep is the best, and the most restorative.
Okay.
It can't necessarily happen all the time. Some people can never sleep more than 6 hours, but if they can catch an hour's nap, perfect.
Okay. Now, last 30 seconds, you offer a Core 4. You've talked about in the past, those that have never heard of it before. What is that? And so where can you get it?
The Core 4 at the office, it's just essential to well-being. It's vitamin D optimization, omega-3 fatty acids also optimized through blood, probiotics, the bacteria that are really healthy and positive for the colon, and a multi that's plant-based that is safe, unlike so many of them that are on the market today.
Okay, Dr. Tim Turlup, you can check it out online, Turlup Chiropractic. drterlep.com, drterlep.com. His office, 352-666-2222. This has been your 30 Minutes to Vitality. We'll see you next Wednesday.
Sleep well.